More than 2,000 refugees came to Indiana in 2016, but it's unclear whether the state will welcome any this year. President Trump's executive order on immigration temporarily suspends all refugee admissions. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, it has refugees hoping to come to Indiana and the agencies that help them in limbo.
As Iman Al-Ramadan works in her office on Indiana University's campus, a tiny American flag sits in her window. The flag is from her naturalization ceremony several years ago, and a symbol of pride for the Syrian American.
We got the message from the president welcoming us. You are welcome to America. You are American now. Yes, I'm American now.
Al-Ramadan says that pride hasn't wavered in the past week, despite President Trump's executive orders on immigration, which includes a travel ban for nationals from her home country and temporarily bars all refugees.
All people will send us messages as, oh yeah, do you feel okay? Are you okay? So all my fellow Americans make me proud and make me feel that I belong more to this country.
The community Al-Ramadan now lives in was preparing to welcome up to 60 refugees this year. The State Department approved Bloomington as a refugee resettlement community in 2016, and Exodus Refugee Immigration planned to open an office here in December. Indiana University International Studies professor Elizabeth Dunn says the majority of the community was supportive of the idea, so much so they formed the Bloomington Refugee Support Network to help with the transition.
I mean, I know people that had pillows and blankets ready. I knew people ready to offer piano lessons. I mean, the outpouring of love and support and welcome that was here was just really something amazing to behold.
But those plans are on hold indefinitely because of the executive orders. Dunn says the group will continue its public advocacy work and plans to help support refugees living in other parts of the state.
Just because the refugees haven't come to Bloomington doesn't mean they don't need us. It means they need us more than they ever did. And I'm not giving up.
Catholic Charities is one of the organizations that helps relocate refugees to Indiana. Director of Communications Greg Otolsky says their work is also in limbo.
There's a lot of unknowns still. We probably had about another 290 people or so that we expected to be coming in over about the next month and a half. So their situation now is on hold.
Exodus Refugee Immigration's executive director says he's worried about having enough funding to help refugees who are already living in Indiana. The organization's federal funding is tied to new refugees resettling in the state. But there are some Hoosiers who are applauding President Trump's actions, including grassroots conservatives leader Robert Hall. He was particularly worried about Syrian refugees coming to Bloomington.
I think our national security is getting better and better every day with the executive orders. And the people that President Trump has put into the cabinet positions.
Bedford resident Anthony McIntosh feels the same way. He hopes the Trump administration will make changes to the screening process refugees go through.
It doesn't say we're never going to have immigrants again, or, you know, we're not going to take any refugees from any country ever. It's let's take a break and let's see where we're at, what we actually have.
Refugees coming to the U.S. go through security screenings with several agencies, an intense interview process, biometric security checks, and medical screenings. That's more than any other group that enters the country. Al-Ramadan says she understands why it's necessary, but she doesn't know why certain groups are now being singled out.
We have to watch who's getting in, but we don't have to generalize.
Refugees from Burma and Syria were scheduled to arrive in Indiana this week. Their travel plans are now on hold. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.